We can start whenever.
Well, I think we can start.
I think it's late about this, but these two things, if it's possible, we could add at it because we did, you know, have an achievement. I put it narrow because I don't know where it might fit in.
It's just a little late because we're having the retreat on Friday and it's all printed.
Did you get mailed the final version? Oh, that is a copy of the final version.
No, that's the last version.
Is it?
Yeah, because I compared.
So I added some other stuff in there afterwards.
Because it, you said on the, it's the last draft.
Then you sent back something or other.
No, I didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing because I, you said draft, and but I thought. But if you, that's all I have was, you know, have an achievement that we all did also.
Okay. Did you want to do that, this as part of the meeting?
But I'll keep this.
Okay. All right, keep it all. Let's start the meeting. Thank you, Amy. Okay, it's January 9th, 2018. This is the Utility Advisory Board's first meeting. And my name is Bill Frazier. I'm currently the chairman. And we'll go around the room identifying people.
Amit Armstrong, UAB.
David Baker, UAB.
Amy Pepper, Senior Project Engineer for the city.
Brenda Perry, Council Liaison.
Alice Richman, belong to this meeting.
Okay, good. So we'll call it to order. And we have some summary notes. Did anybody look through these from the last meeting? Where we talked about water usage and revenue review. We had questions for Lauren regarding finance. Again, the what happens to the two lots that are to be sold, and will their money come back? Sounds like there's been some ongoing discussion about what's going to happen there.
Well, so the end of the discussion last night, and I did push heavily, this has to go back to the water fund, and we really don't have options like that. So Lance is going to go out and look at, he's already got an appraisal. They had that done a couple of years ago, like prices lightly up. He's going to look at realtors to see what interests there are. Potentially, this could go to four lots. There's two right now, but potentially it could end up as four. It was impressed on the council that the neighborhood want this settled. They want the houses built and the noise to go away and get back to normal again. So that was put forward fairly strongly on that. And then, so he's to go ahead and look at options, bring it back to the council. We have to approve it anyway.
We being the council.
We being the council have to approve any. So when, not just the, look at the price that's been offered, look at the options and say yay or nay, you know.
So, Brenda, is that big mountain of earth that they put in here, you know, about the, that house?
It's gone.
It's completely gone. So how, is there a, how am I going to say that, a restriction or a zoning that whoever buys that house, being close to a municipality, facility?
No, because they already were close to the facility. It's just replaced the original.
Right.
So there's no change, and it's R10 for those properties, which is another thing that if they even did consider something else, it would need to be rezoned. And so it's zoned for R10, and that's what.
Okay. So the, any realty or whatever there, they will be informed of that, so because people would be a little bit reticent about it.
Right,
you know,
they will obviously know what the property is zoned for. And the other thing is there is a building up there that still needs to be maintained, and Lance is quite anxious to get that down, and because it will need to be taken down and sort of clear it off. He's, because there's maintenance to be done, and you know, he can't do the work. It has to be whoever buys the property. So, yes.
Now, if it went to four lots, would they still be R10 lots?
Apparently, one of them is quite big. So, yeah, they weren't utilizing the space, but they are quite big lots. So, apparently, okay. But he said to fit with that, that it could be separated into four.
It is a big improvement than it was when the gate, the wall, I mean, it, before it was.
I mean, at least someone got a view.
notice that. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, that you hate to say they may be out of your plan, but it is.
Coming back to these notes, does anyone have any additions or amendments to?
Just those two, you know, in my thing that. But I don't remember if we did the city reservoir bill.
Do the what?
I don't know if we did the tour for the newcomer, for the city reservoir.
Well, we'll get to that. First thing we have to do really is follow the agenda, and we have to approve these notes. Then we'll get into what we're going to do next year. My plan for the evening is, okay, we've got to elect some people. And then if I'm still in charge, I guess we'll do... eventually, I'd like to do, what do we want to do for a yearly plan? What do we want to squeeze into the year at some time? Like, do we want to go back to South Fork? Do we want to go up and look at the water supply and all that? But all of that we can deal with afterwards, after we've done the first part. So, do I hear a motion to approve these summary notes as written?
So I just want, Morgan asked me to ask for a clarification. At the last meeting, you guys voted to have the sign-in sheet attached to the notes, and she just wanted clarification that that's actually what you want. If you look at the top of your summary notes, they have the list of who was attending, guests, and actual members of the committee, and she wanted to know if that was adequate or if you actually wanted the sign-in sheet that people check.
Well, we've got a sign-in sheet that's adequate.
And well, the question is, do we want to put up our phone number and emails online for anybody to access?
Oh,
are they already there?
I thought they're already there.
They are.
Well, Alice doesn't have email, so the rest of us all do.
But I never miss the meetings or anything like that, unless it's the absolute operation or something.
So it's just a clarification of what is your guys' preference. We're willing to do whatever, but... the name's already there on the meeting minutes.
Okay, well, I would suggest we use the emails as they are in the system. Anybody object to that?
Can I make a suggestion? The concern I'm hearing is that you don't want this put out with the minutes every time. So if somebody looks at the minutes of the meeting, this is going to be part of the minutes. Whereas you have the names listed here too in attendance. So although these are on file, it's whether or not you want to keep giving these out every time somebody looks at the minutes.
Because anytime you put something like that on a public website, the sniffers go out and they search for emails and phone numbers and they populate the database. So
for the us, we get the notes, and there's who attended.
Yeah.
And I think the members of the committee at least ought to have one of these sheets in their files, personal. Yeah. And that way, we can't. Our emails and phone numbers don't leak out unless we want them to.
Which I think is appropriate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So your answer is we don't need the copy sent forward back to us, or is a part of the notes.
The next thing too is that we have our contact point as the UAB email address that's recorded, and
we can get back and forth to each other, and if people outside want to get back to us, there's the email that we'll get to all of us. Okay.
Okay.
Are we clear on this?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
So those changes, I approve. I motion to approve the meeting minutes.
Okay.
And I'm happy to second that.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Are you in favor of?
Yeah.
Going. Okay. You have to aye them.
With my mouth.
For the tape.
Well, yes, of course.
Okay. And no abstentions. Well, we almost said abstentions. We're good. Thank you. So we got that done. So the next business is election of a chair and a vice chair. So the way we'll do this is, I think we know what's going to happen, but I could be surprised at the end. So open for nominations for the chairman for the UAB for 2018. The floor is now open for those nominations.
Could we have some discussion before we do this?
Well, let's put the names out and then have a discussion.
Okay. I would like to have a young blood, if it's possible, and if there's no, and to give it a little bit more.
Are you nominating David Baker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
I tried to put him last year, even if I remember, to some.
when I ducked you last year, I'm going to do it again this year.
You think I'll forget after 365 days?
No, I don't forget. I would nominate Bill, and I'll bring up why.
Well, are you accepting a nomination, or are you refusing?
I'll accept it.
Okay, so there's two candidates now. All right, any further nominations for chairman of the UAB?
Do you have to have a second for the nominations?
What about you, Ahmed? It's about time you get on the board.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm busy enough as it is, so.
Okay, are there seconds first for David?
I second that.
And a second for
Thank
me.
You. I see a lot of people around, you know, to oppose.
I need a second.
So, I can do that.
You can do both, okay. All right. Okay, any more nominations? Moved and seconded that David Baker or Bill Frazier, we are the candidates for chairman of the UAB.
Can I just sort of, just a technicality? So you have two separate motions, one for David, one for you. So you can vote on whichever one you want to first. If it fails, then it goes to the second motion, and then you vote on that and see if that one passes.
So if the first one gets a unanimous vote, or
then
you guys don't vote.
No,
right. One, two, three, four.
We would be even.
So if
you didn't accept the vice president,
I'm not doing vice president.
No,
I mean vice of whatever.
Just see how the votes go. So
this is chairman.
Yeah. So if it's a split vote, generally it fails, according to Robert's rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. So can I have a point of order? Question. So we have like three members absent today, right? So if we do the selection and nomination today with even number, it may be an issue. So,
well,
is there a process for that, or
I don't know. I presume that if it's 3-1 or something like that was
okay.
done. But if it's 2-2, we may have to delay it for
The
next meeting, which would be 2 months.
Next week? Next time, yeah.
So my feeling is it's probably going to be 3-1, and I would just suggest we go through the motion and see how it plays out.
Okay.
You have to be present to be elected. That was way back then when the advisory boards were established, and I'm talking since 1990s. So saying that, which I was going to bring it up, is that you miss three meetings consecutively. You're automatically out, and the chair of any advisory board is his obligation to bring it out to the council so they can replace that person. It hasn't been done with us, which it doesn't matter. But at the same time, the other advisory board do follow up those. They do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're more passive.
We had one issue with public safety, I don't know whether you want it, where it limped along when somebody was not turning up all the time, and that rule was brought in, and it finally had to decide they had to. In fact, then I think they found the person moved out of Westland was gone.
I know. Well, we're passive in the UAB.
So,
you know?
It's a point where you say somebody needs to follow up with that person, I think, after two, and say, mm-hmm. Are you planning on continuing? Was there an issue with this? And then make that decision then.
Yeah, we may have to do that.
It gives the opportunity to somebody else that really wants to. So I'd like to bring that in so that we could, you know, be a little bit more practicing that.
Well, let's not worry about that
vote.
Now. Let's
okay.
get the
get
vote done.
Done here.
Yeah.
Okay, we have David Baker and Bill Frazier. Let's go first with David. F is after B, so. All those in favor of David Baker?
Will there be opportunity for discussion before we
vote?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
There can be.
So, the reason that I'm hesitating to be chair of this advisory board is I take this advisory board very seriously, and I'm currently serving as the Neighborhood Association President for Rosemont Summit. So that's a big responsibility, and I also serve on the Public Safety Advisory Board. I'm the outgoing chair there. And one of the reasons that I've stepped away from being the chair there is I feel like I'm involved in a lot of things in the city, and I think it would be better for the UAB to have a representative that is focused on the UAB, and not to say that I'm not focused on the UAB, but somebody that is a part of the UAB and that's like their principal activity. I think it would be better for the UAB to have somebody that is representing the group. And I say that because City Council hears from me all the time on the, all sorts of different issues. And if there's a moment where we need the UAB to be represented, I think it would be better if the group had somebody that was...
The way I see it is the more you are involved with the city things, it's all the tree and the branches. Each branch holds itself. And it would be more beneficiary also to chair UAB. I don't know about the other advisory board, because UAB is the core essential necessity and commodities of the city that you think it's not like a sustainability or maybe something else or for this or that. You're talking about this branch of advisory board. What really the citizen out there needs that makes the city. So if you're involved with, this is why I decided to get involved also with the water system and the sewer system, because that's the necessity. You can't do without it, period. That makes the city. And you, the more of the other branches also you are involved, the better also you see and conduct and bring forward this UAB.
Can I just... So just as a suggestion, David and I have talked about the citizen group that Alice is on for South Fork, and I know he's interested in doing that. So if you're still involved in many of the things, maybe, and I by no means are trying to influence on anything, be vice chair this year with the anticipation potentially for moving into chair next year of the UAB. And... get involved in South Fork, and then you'll feel like you're more centered on this. But that's, I don't have a vote in this, so it's just a...
Yeah, but that you're still a resident of the city.
I know, but I'm here as liaison, so I don't want to influence in any way. It was just a suggestion.
But as a citizen, you can also put your input.
Do you have any comments?
No.
Yeah. So...
I guess I should say something... My background is engineering, and I worked in the paper industry, so I have very much of an engineering view of pumps, tanks, processes, and all that sort of thing. And so I feel comfortable dealing with things like, well, do you have enough capacity? Have you built it right? So I don't know if that's very useful in this position, but that's where I think I have some depth. As far as running meetings go, I'm happy to do it. If people can do it better, fine. I'm even happier to have them do it.
Don't get offended when I brought David, because I'm coming from younger generation. And so I'm thinking that we did it. We have our own background. We're still going to be with the group in here. But I thought, David, it's your duty to serve in here.
She bullies me.
Well, what all right. I don't know if a secret ballot makes much sense, or would people be more comfortable with a secret ballot? I could tear little bits of paper and so forth.
I don't think we should. I can be comfortable with everybody. But
Bill, you're good to serve again. You stand up and you're ready to go.
I will do
what
it.
About you, David?
I like the idea of serving a vice chair and maybe exploring some opportunities with the county in serving that capacity. I think that would be good. I think that would be.
What's wrong with you in there?
He's listening.
Huh?
He's not up for election. He's just listening.
He's in up in election for what?
No, for this.
Not for this. I'm fine. So.
I don't care if you're fine or not. we commit ourselves for the benefit of the others, more for the comfort of yourself.
And right. Also, I would say I take service to community very seriously, and I agree. But the other thing that's nice about citizen advisory boards is we're having representation from citizens throughout the community. And I think we're stronger as a community when we have many voices at the table. And that's kind of why
I forget myself. You know, it's the citizens, people that come first.
Yeah. So,
whatever you guys decide.
And if we have a split vote, we'll deal with it. But all those in favor of David Baker being the chairman of the Utility Advisory Board, raise one hand.
First one. For
you
what?
You can vote for yourself if you want. I mean, I'm just saying, right. We two candidates.
Yeah. You're going to do that at least?
The vice chair? Yeah.
No, she wants to know if you're going to vote for yourself.
Oh, for chair? No.
Put your hand down then.
Sit on your fingers. Okay, all those in favor of me, Bill Frazier, being the chairman of the UAB for the
2018. It's fine with me, so get it over with some business.
All right. So the result of the vote is that Bill Frazier will continue as chairman of the UAB. We are now looking at vice chairman, and we will look for nominations from the floor. For the candidate who would be now, John Miller is the present vice chairman. He's taken a cool view of that. Maybe I'm being disparaging, but he isn't here. And the one meeting he could have run, he didn't. But he sort of said, if I have to. So that's where he's been.
I got a question, Bill, and for all of us, and I remember I shared it with you. When I needed, that was in August of this year, I mean, to 2017, for the addresses of the UAB members, so I can mail their envelope, their passes for the bathroom tour.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Like I remember, I brought it to you because I knew where you live from past list. I gave it to him because I always ran into him in the building in here or on the street. And so saying all that. Morgan gave me a list of them. I still have it somewhere in the house. The term of their years, and those that expired. And I was shocked to see. Now that was August 2017 that John Miller was expired.
I didn't know.
On that. Of the January of 2017. Hmm. And so, remember, and so I wonder, is it an error with Morgan? You might know if it was reelected or not.
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, you know, well,
it's not.
I mean, it's kind of late to maybe bring this up, but I was trying to bring that up all along. And when I just got whipped,
because
David is the only one that listens to me.
Usually, if you've been a member and you haven't asked to be let off, you stay on.
Now we're sort of saying, contacting people, say, do you want to continue? Yeah. And then look at that.
Mm-hmm. But he has to be present.
Well, he isn't present. Let's get on with the election.
So nomination for vice chair.
We have a nomination on the floor.
So I nominate David Baker for vice chair.
Same here.
Second.
And I second that.
Are there further nominations for the position as vice chairman, UAB? Seeing none, we can move to a vote. All in favor of David being the vice chairman?
Yeah.
Raise hand. Unanimous. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Yes.
We're going to have that settled. We do have an item here, capital project update, and maybe Amy has got something, or maybe Brenda, I'm not sure.
So I can start the Bolton Reservoir project. We processed the final payment, so it's presumably all complete except for the two properties that Brenda was talking about earlier. We are close to going out to bid for our 2018 road program, which will be Valley View and Suncrest will be reconstructing. We're also close to going out to bid for our pavement preservation project, which is various streets throughout the city, which will be slurry seal and crack seal.
Did you say Suncrest?
Suncrest.
Okay.
We did water line upgrades on both of those streets last year in anticipation of our road program. It's not a city project per se, but as part of the Tanner Ridge subdivision, which is right off of Parker, between Parker and Rosemont. They have to do off-site improvements on Rosemont and Parker. The city is partnering with them to do the other sides of the street, so that work.
The new people, the new buildings?
The 50-lot subdivision.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're going to be starting the off-site improvements in the next week or so. So
that's
you'll see
sidewalks more, and
cycle track and pavement widening and things like that.
Cycle track too?
Yes, on Rosemont.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll be our first cycle track. So that work will begin soon. And then lastly, I think we spoke at one of the previous meetings about we had a main break of our 24-inch transmission line, the main line that comes in through Oregon City down the steep hill over the summer, and we're
out of the division reservoir.
It comes down this hill here in Oregon City.
Yeah, that's the division.
Yeah.
That's a, that's
we
the, from
a,
the division reservoir.
A main break in over the summer. And we're concerned about the stability of that slope and the stability
always
of some
was
of
a
our
problem there.
Joints. So we have hired Murray Smith to do some design alternatives to make some potential repairs there and further restrain that line.
So we, West Lynn, owns it even though it's on Oregon City property.
Mm-hmm.
And so any revisions or something like that, we're totally responsible, we're 50-50, how does that work?
We are responsible.
We would be responsible. We'd probably have to go through whatever permitting that they would require us to go through.
Okay.
Yeah. But first they're looking at different design alternatives, whether we slip line the pipe or do some other kind of restraining of the joints to make sure that we don't have future problems.
So
that's our reservoir up there.
What?
That's our reservoir, this, the Division Street one. That's where it goes first, before it even comes into Bolton.
Right. I'm just concerned that if they get a lot of improvements out of us, you know, is that managed in such a way that we're just dealing with the water line that we've got to stabilize? And that's all we need to do, not to build new subdivisions.
Our intent is only to repair the existing yeah. line, not to do
okay,
any
well, I
improvements. Yeah.
You and the rest of the staff are watching this so it doesn't get away from us.
Right, right. We are hoping construction, standard construction, digging and such would be pretty difficult at that location, so we're looking at trenchless options first, but that'll be part of the analysis that Murray Smith does for us.
What's the timing?
That work, we're still finalizing the contract with Murray Smith, and we hope to have some design alternatives later this spring or summer with construction in the winter time when it's lower demand.
So 2018 finish or 2019? Probably
2019, yeah. Depending, we will have to, there's a possibility we'll need some backup water from the Lake Oswego intertie, so.
Sure.
There's some negotiations that will have to happen to make sure that we're timing it appropriately for that.
Right. Okay.
Can I ask you a question on a different project?
Sure.
So with the Rosemont project, I have a few neighbors in the neighborhood association that I'm part of that were concerned about stormwater and how it's managed. There's kind of a spot here where the mailboxes tend to kind of get water that collects around it because there's a little dip in the road. So I was wondering, as part of the street improvements, if there was going to be some stormwater management upgrades, or and then also the second part of that question is, how does that all play in with Tanner Creek? Because you know, Tanner Creek's headwaters just kind of right here, and I think on the when looking at the application for the 50 lot subdivision, it looked like the water was going to be channeled into that into Tanner Creek or in that area. So. So the first part is there going to be some upgrades here? And the second part, has there been any look at how that's going to impact Tanner Creek?
So I don't know the plans very well, but I do know that the storm system on Rosemont will be tied into that system. And that system was designed to handle that additional flows from Rosemont. As far as the subdivision, I think they have three water quality facilities that also act as detention facilities that they've added. Those are already installed.
Mm.
some of them are upstream of, there was an existing pond to the west of the path there. There's kind of a series of ponds there. They've kind of added more ponds through that. So I don't know if I've answered your question.
I believe there's like two existing catch basins for stormwater mm-hmm. on Rosemont. Is that going to be the same number, or is there going to be?
I think there might be more.
More, okay.
Yeah.
It gets connected down, you know, under the road on Parker Road, you know, where the Y is over there.
Yeah. If you would like, when this meeting wraps up, I'm happy to pull out the plans and we can look at that.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I wonder that culvert there is under the road that goes into through the park out there.
Under Parker?
Yeah, you know, when it goes mm-hmm. like that. Is the same culvert since 19... The horses and the buggies time. Mm-hmm. It's at least 100 years old, if not more. How is it sustaining now with all more traffic from all of it? Not per se just the residents or the locals. You know, it's all the other transportation between the cutoff from the freeways to pass through and all that. That is more pounded than it used to be. Anybody is looking at it, how solid and how the condition of the culvert?
This is a culvert that crosses uh-huh. Parker. They just tied into that line, and I don't think they found any deficiencies.
This is what I thought, and I'm yeah. just wondering if it would be a good idea to also check that whatever width of the street is, if that culvert is.
And they might be doing some upgrades in that area. I'm not quite sure exactly how the final design of Parker came out.
Nobody knows how it even is built. It could be, you know, perforated underneath that. When it passes through, it also filters.
We can look into that.
Of course, when it's not broken, maybe not to touch it, huh?
That's true.
I think that's not our oldest culvert in the city, so.
But I always wonder, has curiosity, because if it is excellent, maybe we ought to go back to those engineers in 1900s, how they built that, so we can do more. That's what I'm thinking also.
Well, it sounds like it's in the grand scheme of things, as you work through that area and it gets built, that'll probably be taken care of. It won't be accepted if that's going to overflow. I used to live there, and you know, well, I was
yeah, I live around the corner there,
where the four mailboxes are. I was you know, up on the ridge there, and I'd go down there and get my feet wet trying to get the mail, and we'd complain, and they'd say, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, what is always the problem?
But they said the developer is going to have to deal with that. So they said, wait, and then we moved.
Have they?
I don't know. We moved.
So I got a question, kind of related to our board and setting water rates and how things get.
Good. Deep. Yeah, I was wanting to get to that.
So it involves the 50 lot subdivision, and there's been conversation with the neighborhood association presidents about the costs of development. And so I was wondering, and maybe this needs to happen after the meeting when we talk about it, but in terms of like connecting pipes to this subdivision and everything that's related to water, is that on the developer to pay for those upgrades? Is there any, do we have to pay for it as neighbors that are part of the overall pool? How does that kind of play out?
So there's two pieces. The internal piping, the network that they put in, the sewer, the storm, the water, the streets, that's on the developer. They have to provide all of that for the city. The city's gone into a cost share, and I'm not sure exactly how that's broken out for the off-site improvements. So generally how it works, if a water line has to be upsized or a sewer line has to be upsized, then that's on the development to do. If, for example, we have a water line that needs to be upgraded adjacent to that development, and they're in there working with it, and we have money, we may pay them to just do that work for us and upgrade the water line. I don't know if that's the case here. I think it's for water, I think they didn't have to do any upgrades, but for streets, I know we're sharing some costs for the street improvements. And then when each house comes in for a permit, they have to pay system development charges, which in Westland is for a single family house, it's about $50,000. And that covers parks, streets, water, sewer, and storm.
Okay. We do have the highest SDCs, mm-hmm. I think, anywhere around.
Wow.
So, you know, when I know where this is coming from, this cost of development thing, but ours costs more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so there's no way we could up these SDCs reasonably.
Right. Yeah,
we don't have the economy of scale. It's a pretty small city. So.
Well, there's three components of an SDC here in town. There's the development piece, so that's just the piece you pay for future projects where we need to do upgrades that are based on capacity. There's another piece that not all jurisdictions have, and that's a reimbursement. So that's for paying for the system that we already have. We already have all this excess capacity, so development needs to reimburse the ratepayers for that existing capacity, and then there's an administrative piece for that.
What you said about, you know, the water and the citizens' portion about putting it outside of the subdivision in works, when the school and the subdivision, they were finished on Rosemont, of where you were around about, it was back then her cost, actually. The developer had to put the huge pipe, which they dig about 16 feet down, for the sewer and the water. Not the city did it. And so, and this comes in about my dam over there, discrepancy. So I know it for sure that the developer have put the last and final, actually, undeveloped section of the city, the pipe. Whether the city did it before or not, I'm not aware of it. But I know on Parker Road, as we work, we're talking about the Parker Road subdivision, and any other subdivision would come along there, because there's quite a few vacant acreages over there, beside mine. It is already done. I mean, it was 16, 20 feet below, because this is how the sewer and the water, I think it's above a little bit, they had to conduct from the main line all the way through, all the way up to the school, and then some after.
Well, I think they probably are. Yeah, the one thing I'd like to know is,
I don't know, were you,
financially part, is that how did we come out after the reservoir was finished? We have a certain amount of money in the water fund, if you will, and it was going up and down, and people were saying, you've got too much money in there, you don't have to do the 5% increase. I just mm-hmm. want to know, how are we finishing up? You know, are we back where we said we're going to be once the new reservoir is all finished and done and decorated and the lots are sold? You know, are we okay for the 5% is what I'm getting toward. Is it okay? Is that going to keep us in balance where we've been? Or are we going to have a deficit and we've got to think about a bond issue to raise the rate? Or, no, we're kind of on where we expected. And I remember the big spreadsheets that we had, they seemed to indicate that we'd probably be all right, at least as far out as we want to look, like 2030. So I'm asking, is that still on, or do we want to ask Lauren to just give an update, say, okay, how's it look now that the reservoir is done?
Well, I don't think it makes any difference as far as the reservoir, because that's all been accounted for, the cost and yeah. everything else, and also the property as well. She gave an update at the August-September timeframe, which is when they can really estimate where they're going mm-hmm. with the water, because of how much they've collected and how much water that has been used. Yeah. And she seemed to think at that time, and I don't think the Bolton Reservoir has any impact on that, that the 5% was going to be okay. Certainly we can't not do the 5%, because if we drop behind, then we've got a problem. You know, then we would have to go to the voters to get extra
and
later.
Catching up, yeah.
Right, so we don't want to defer ever that amount, I would say. But for as far as I got from her, the 5% is fine. And this is all considering all the costs and everything else that we have to pay for. So
we got this 24-inch pipe that we've got to reinforce and resettle. I mean, I don't know what that's going to cost. It'll probably be closer to $1 million than anything below that. Is that, are we going to be okay to fund that sort of thing? If we get more and more aging in the system, more and more work has to be done.
Well, the good thing is, I mean, Lance has been keeping up with with the system. So we haven't deferred any maintenance, and that is always a big mistake when you start deferring. And
yeah, I think as far as, I think obviously we could always do more with more money, but I think we're okay at this point. But there are a lot of substandard water lines in the city. There's 2-inch PVCs that are serving 5 or 6 houses. Not ideal. There's a lot of AC pipe that needs to be upgraded that's getting old. And so the more money we have, we would get to those projects sooner, but we can defer some of that until we have further problems.
So how much is left of it? Because I ran into some document paper back then about before even launched, that it was already all replaced.
There's still pipes. So that's part of the, right now.
I'm going to dig it out and bring it up next time. So if the document, and there was only about this much in one neighborhood to be done, and they were working on it. And so now I'm hearing from you today that there's much more?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot
more. Nothing was done before?
It's been done, but there's a lot of pipes in this city, yeah. So you just have to you deal with the worst first.
Are you talking about water or sewer lining?
I'm just talking the water pipes.
Yeah, there's a lot of substandard water lines.
We have all the asbestos cement.
All that down there was not just replaced, but we left those alone and put pipes along.
Yeah, we still have lots of it in the ground. Mm-hmm.
But one thing Lance did say at the meeting last night, that the water fund is healthy.
Yeah, okay. It's healthy.
So
we're able to do what we need to do.
Because
yeah.
I asked him.
We will be doing a few small.
And you're not terribly often surprised by, there's a great flood there, a water pipe's burst. I mean, if you get one a year, that's probably about average, isn't it?
Yeah, we do have, we are going to be doing some small design projects for a couple of 2-inch lines that are starting to show some problems, leaks and stuff.
How much damage did we have out of this past bad weather?
There
was only one cited in the newspaper.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, I think if you have anything more you want to tell us about, okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. I thank you for the report, not stopping. Anyway, one thing I want to see if there's anything we want to throw out that I could begin to work on, like where do you want to go to visit things? Do we want to have speakers come in? And you don't have to give me everything tonight, but I really would like to be able to set up some suggested things, and I'll probably email them out to you saying, well, everybody wants to go back to South Fork or nobody wants to go to South Fork. Just give me your ideas of what you'd like to do. I think if Ed Kanjian doesn't show up one more time or two more times, we may ask him, if you're going to show, would you please do it, or else we may have a vacancy. You may want to think of people that could be...
it's just fair, I think.
Do you want somebody to contact Ed and ask if he's wanting to continue?
Do I have...
Who?
I've got his phone number here. I'll make the call.
Okay.
I think... Yeah.
Okay, I'll deal with that. But at any rate, if you have some things you want me to write down right
actually,
now,
I'm getting burned
fine.
Too.
But otherwise, let's plan things a little bit further out that we think we need to do to be better informed, to be able to make recommendations to council when it comes along. That's important. The third thing is, we've just talked about the water supply. We can say, well, utilities, are we going to look at anything else like sewer or surface water? And surface water is one thing that's coming forward. There's been surveys. How bad is the surface water treatment? Does it go away or is it too much? We need to plan for that, because it may come into where we need to spend money out of the water resources. I don't know that for sure, but at least it's something that could come at us. And if there's anything on the sewer side that involves us, we are a utility. My sense is that's in pretty good control right now. They've had a lot of politics, but let me fixed?
Maybe I can update you on that. No, it's not fixed.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm the squeaky wheel here. So, and somebody needs to be the squeaky wheel. So, everybody's sort of, they're moving at lightning speed over at West and not in the direction necessarily that we want. So we're getting less and less control over what happens, which means that they can do whatever they like with our rates. They can do pretty much whatever they like. So this is very frustrating. It's so the mayor and I met with Greg Geis over at West last week. And it was not a satisfactory meeting, I tell you that. You know, it's like, bottom line, it was mind your own business. I'm running this. It's nothing to do with you. And I said, but I'm sorry, this is our ratepayers, and we have concerns here. We need to have more voice. And when are you going to have this elective forum that you were saying? And so he's saying, I'm running it, but that's not my business. That's up to the BCC. Well, it's been very clear the BCC has no interest particularly in this, and certainly is not doing adequate oversight into what's going on. So we met, again, I set up a meeting, the mayor and I met on Saturday morning with the other cities that are involved. So Oregon City, the mayor came, Gladstone, and the representative from Happy Valley, who's always represented on the Markley Drake. So we all met. The guy from Milwaukee wasn't able to make it, but we'll make the next one. And they are all very discontented about the way this is going. They're very unhappy about it. We're talking about where do we go from here. And so the next step that we're going to do, we're all going to meet together and decide what is our plan going forward. And then we'll have get together with the mayors of all the cities and each of the a representative from each of the councils, and look at what we want to take to the BCC and set up a meeting with the BCC and say, we're not satisfied with this. This
BCC
is
again,
the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay.
And they're overall
in
charge.
It's related somewhere to the county.
They're supposed to be in charge of this. And so we're going to take our concerns to them and say what we need. And if we don't get anywhere with that, then we may be looking towards governance and taking the facilities back. Either in conjunction with them, by initiative, we don't know yet. But the cities will work together on this. So we are in a group, we are of one mind, and but we can't have, you know, one of my concerns that I brought up, and it, they're advertising, did you know that? They have to sell their product. Well, are you planning on flushing anywhere else besides, you know, in your house? Really? So why are we selling our product here?
To where?
So at Clackamas Town City, right, in the movies, they have a video spot ahead of every showing of Star Wars right now to sell the West product, right? The sewer system, and they're having two boards put up in Clackamas Town Center advertising West. And it's like, really, how much is that costing? And he said, well, I have a big budget. I can do what I want, pretty much. And it's like, what? This is our tax.
It's our money.
This is not making me happy here, you know. And why do you need to do all this? Well, we need to have, so if we raise the rates, people have confidence in what it's doing. And it's like, so then at the end of the meeting, I said about raising the rates. We're not raising the rates. I said, you just said you wanted to be able to raise the rates when you wanted to.
And that's the commissioners, Brenda?
No, this is Wes. And they're the administrators, much
nice.
Like John Collins is. They're the administrators, but they don't see themselves as the administrators. They're doing it, and nobody is in charge. So it's
a
you mean Greg?
I would love to think the political stuff was over. It would make my life
easier. Well, the mayor from Oregon City, has he sort of lined himself up with this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, you know, we're sort of towing him back a little bit, you know, one step at a time, Dan, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, and Gladstone is much more on a level plane now. So, and they've got a lot of issues, but there's a lot of concerns. You know, they're amalgamating the money. They don't want to bring CCSD 1 in yet because they have a huge amount of debt. And it's, like, you know, that makes me nervous. And Happy Valley is considering suing the Board of County Commissioners because they're trying to take over the retail side. You know, you understand the retail and wholesale? I'm sure you do. But, we own the pipes in the city. So everything within West Lynn is our pipes. It's much like the pipe over there, you know. So we take care of our pipes, we take care of our stormwater and things like this, and then they work on it for us. They have the facility there at Tri-City. So that's the wholesale, the retail is ours. And right now Happy Valley doesn't have that. BCC owns the pipes. So they're trying to get that back under their control, so which you need to have in your city. All the other cities own their own pipes.
What a tangle.
It is a tangle, but especially seeing as Gladstone is in, so I'm sure you're aware too, Gladstone is some serious hurt where they've deferred maintenance and they have major issues with their pipes.
Plant that, I don't know where, what's it called? There's a sewage plant there on the Willamette River. We toured it. It's, there was a question about shutting it down, and I think it's...
Well, they don't need all of it. What they need to do is a cooling area. So they pump it through and they cool it, because there are two areas they can put into the Willamette, the treated water. And the treated water is good, but the temperature is not. So they have to cool it, and they can't put too much of this warmer water in or it affects the wildlife. So they cool it in this area and pump it, and they cool it also over at the facility and put it in. So that's why they need this. But it doesn't take this whole area that they have now because of the more modern, you know, facilities and methods that they use. So, anyway, so there's. I'll keep you updated.
Keep us updated. Yeah,
it's literally upstream affects us down here with, you know, our deliberations over rates, understanding what's going well, coming down the pipeline.
Who controls the rates? I mean, if it gets to be a squabble, then okay, follow the money, and if the county is taking over it because then they can set rates to their pleasure. We're going to have three cities or more saying, wait a minute.
Well, we have like a combination, don't we? So we collect the utility bills, and so we have some, but then they put a rate on top of this. So it's what they put on top that we don't control, and we have no say in.
How's their digester project coming along?
Digest is going fine, but there's other things coming up. I mean, the stormwater, the INR is a big issue because we're treating water we don't need to treat because there's leakage, particularly in Gladstone, it's a big problem. So that is an issue with stormwater, and I'm trying to get some numbers out of them because they did not... by the way, I'm on the Large West Advisory Committee they set up, which is completely useless as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I applied for it and I wondered whatever happened to it. They said, no, we don't need your help. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Well, they had certain people that maybe they felt that you wouldn't do as you were told. You might have been too well qualified for it because I'm not impressed. I'm supposed to be the representative of the Tri-City side, and then Markley Drake from Happy Valley is the representative of CCSD1. And I'm supposed to keep Oregon City and Gladstone updated as to what's going on there and get reports from them as to what...
What about your other... is it Bob that got also...
No, it's just Markley and I, we're the only two electeds on this 16-member board, plus the two other members. And what gives me such great confidence is that we had this meet and greet so everybody could meet the members of the committee. Guess who didn't turn up? The BCC.
Is Savas part of that?
Savas is not. It's Jim Bernard who's supposed to be chairing it and supposed to be in charge, but he doesn't turn up. And poor Savas is just really not a happy man because he got moved aside with this. So
That's why I asked.
Yeah, I thought Paul was kind of the infrastructure focus on the BCC. I thought that was kind of his...
Well, he was on the utilities, he was on wastewater, very heavily into this, but he was, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm taking a bit of time, but he got moved aside and he's not a happy man on that.
Well, thank you for the update, such as it is, but I appreciate you staying close to
this me. Is more than politics, actually. It's more, I don't want to say it, everybody on his own, without consideration.
Any other business that people would like to... raise at this time? I have on my list here, I will put out a memo at some point to everybody suggesting what we might consider doing this year, but I would really like some input, so when you get mine, bounce it back with just the reply to everybody. stuff you'd like to add, or if there's something you think is totally frivolous, let me know and we'll adjust it. Anyway, I want to do that, and I'll probably do that. I've got a lot of travel doing right now, but let's see what I can put together. And then next meeting, I presume we'll skip February, unless something heavy duty comes up, and we will do March.
And I will guarantee we have the retreat Friday, and a second day of it next week. And I was so depressed to hear that Lake Oswego did theirs in half a day and we're taking two. But
this is a council retreat.
Yeah, but this is on the goal setting, and I will make sure that the goals are reviewed and approved this time that are put forward, and we don't have the sort of delay that we had last year.
Can you remind me of the goals that we submitted to council for this year?
I just gave you the one copy I have. Let's see if I've got another one here.
You want to make some copy?
That was 2018 goals. Yeah, continue review of water rates, determine if any future increase, determine the responsibilities of UAB with respect to other water-related issues, work with staff regarding updates to stormwater and sewer master plans.
Great, okay. It would be really nice to maybe get some guidance from council on the item number two about storm, and that's something that would be helpful for us to look at.
I have a suggestion, perhaps, I don't know if, it's me talking, I don't know if you guys gonna listen to well or not, but that I'm gonna say it anyway instead of shutting my mouth. Throughout the year, other advisory boards, when I go around, even I, to listen on the side, they're more or less the population, our residency. If one of their neighbor come in, 50 out there already knows it because he speaks or she speaks. We don't never have anybody in here. We used to. We used to understand. And they were also bringing their own opinion. They just couldn't vote when we did it. Why don't we just, instead of them coming to us, even at the least, we have our meeting instead of sitting around the table in here. Go to their the neighborhood association, their church club. I did it with Lance to many, many times. His first couple of years, he was also in here. And I don't know if you were still in Western or not, because I didn't know you back then, okay? And so it was very successful. We have more organization. It could be the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, this club, their organization, the mothers did something rather. Trust me, the mother and this their group is very strong and very prominent. The adult center, their center, and etc.
What's the purpose of our attending it? Is to talk, to educate them, or to listen to them?
That's what I'm coming at it. To make them aware. You can't, I realize, educate people, but you can have them hear what you have to say. And showing that, a lot of people, even in, within that where we go and preach, if is that the word we have to use, what is even UAB? And if the city has it or not, and how it is even proceeded, that to go to the point all the way then to the council people, and then down the line to the staff. They have no idea.
As long as you don't want us to put it on the movie screen up there, okay?
Well, no. I know. Well, it has never been that. It has never. There is, because when I talk with them, they all know Alice. One way or the other, whether it's the 4th of July, whether it's this, whether it's that, you know, the crowd.
Yes.
I can't even keep, I don't even know where they are. I just give up. But I have a really more than a handful of people. They come and talk to me, even they even ask me who's the mayor. I said, you just stopped. See what I'm saying? And they need, I mean, I can speak for everybody, but I see that as time changes, as time, people live in their house all, they don't have time. If one out of their subdivision, which is their, not neighborhood association, but home association, we can go to them, we have accomplished
Why don't you make a list?
Is that what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The list is just, she can, you know what I'm saying? The city could provide us so many organizations. I can contact the churches and the other organizations. I go to Rotary, to the Lions, because I know the people, we talk around, so forth and so on, and I bring something up. They look at me. I said, really? Gee, you amaze me. I said, what are you to amaze me? I'm just speaking, you know what it is. And so I think it would be a plus if we can reach them in that. I don't want to hear about survey, about newspaper. Yes, is the best media connecting people about things. But they don't have time to go into the website of the city. They don't have time to go this. It's a lot of because they have this. They have restricted, and their weekend is all in the park and football.
Okay, I think we need to look at this. I would say that we don't want to do something that we have to have issues that they need to be aware of. If we just say, hi, Brother UAB, do you have any questions? I think we need to go. Yes. Structure it better so that they know who we are and what we do, and therefore they can contact us.
Why do we have to have an issue, Bill, if I don't mean to interrupt you? Why can't we just even speak about their commodity, their necessity commodity, period?
Well, it's really interesting because your comment's really timely. The neighborhood Rosemont Summit's looking at this year and what we're going to do, and there's been chat about city university, and that is learning about different functions within the city. And I was saying, gosh, it'd be great if we had one session that was looking about
exactly,
you know, where the water comes from, and all the way from Timothy Lake all the way through, so our ratepayers have a better understanding of infrastructure.
Thank you.
And
we've had, it seems to me, help me with this, maybe it was like Oswego, I lived there for a while too. We had like a citywide meeting, meet the people who do stuff, and so you had several different desks, you know, 8 or 10. So if you wanted to find out about water, there's somebody from the water, both the engineering or supply, and people like us, and then there might be somebody from the Laborhood Association in Rosemont. There might be, you know, all these different things. So it was like a smorgasbord. You could walk around, and if you didn't really care about what your sewer did, you didn't have to talk to those people or hear them.
Or smell it.
Usually people are somewhat interested. You understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is that you have an opportunity for you to meet more than just one person, one group.
So I just as a thought on this, we're going to have the training on the 29th, you know, for the advisory boards, but we're talking about having a barbecue in the summer for all the volunteer organizations. What would people think about maybe putting a board together saying, this is what we do, this is what our function is, and maybe a little bit of information about the particular area, you know, our water sustainability. A lot of people don't understand what these, and then this is open for other people to come, but certainly for all the other boards and the neighborhood associations. Things
see
like
how
that.
They mesh together
and whatnot.
Yeah,
one
and
outlet.
Then be able to answer some questions maybe on some of the things about what do you do, what, you know, where does the water come from? And
exactly.
How
it's another avenue, you know what I'm saying? It's
so,
any.
I don't know, it's just a thought. What would you think about something like that? Would you be interested?
Yes.
I think it's not just the outlet, a resource. It would be one of them also to more places we could really reach our whole sharers.
It's a good start.
They would come. If you go to them, they are going to come in here.
Okay, I'm looking at.
They are going to even listen to the website or this
the
and then
idea.
That.
Thank you, Alice. I think I will try to capture this in the note that I'll send around to you. And that meeting is the 29th, isn't it?
The 29th is the advisory board training, and there's going to be some food there.
What's the timing of it and the day? Do you know? The reason I ask is I'm getting off of one airplane and getting on another, but I will spend time in West Lynn for about a day.
Is it going
and
to be in the chamber?
I have my phones at home. That's not helpful.
Brenda, is it going to be in the chamber?
I can look it up. It's on my email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
In the chamber again?
No. Yeah, it's going to be here. Yeah.
Any further new business? Old business?
That's all business. Everything is business, Bill.
Good.
Everything is money. There's nothing without that.
The scones are commendable.
And please take them home.
Yes.
Take whatever you want home.
Please.
There's napkins there. You can put some in.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to
adjourn.
Second.
All right. It's moved and seconded. We're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So take them home.